So our 10th journey through Psalms today. Psalms is a big book, but it also has a lot to teach us, as we have found. So quick review, our first journey, we looked at the prophecies, over 100 verses in Psalms giving prophecies about our Savior and about the kingdom and so forth. Then our second journey, we looked at prayer. Our third journey, the Word of God. And our fourth journey was praise. Our fifth journey was trusting God. Our sixth journey was the penitential, how to repent. And our seventh journey was God Himself. That was 400 verses over the doctrine of God. Our eighth journey, the trials. And then our ninth journey, guidance. And today, the inner graces that sustain us. And so we'll start with peace. Peace is something every believer needs. Now, we're not talking about peace with God. That happens at salvation. Amen. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5. We're talking about the peace of God that He gives as we trust Him, as we cast our burdens upon Him and so forth. The peace that passeth all understanding. So we'll first look at peace. Then we'll look at joy. And joy, of course, comes from the Lord Himself. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit as well. And then lastly, gratitude. So all of these, again, in Psalms. What an amazing book. So Psalms 4:8, we'll start there, we'll read it, and then we will pray and dive in. So Mr. Zeus, could you read that for us before we pray, please?
I will both lay me down in peace.
Amen. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. It's a beautiful verse for children that maybe struggle with bad dreams or whatever, that God can give us that peace and we can lay down and sleep in peace. So let's pray. Lord, give us your wisdom. We love you so much and thank you for your word and the privilege we have to study it together. And I pray you'll use it to teach us, Lord, to grow us in our own walk with thee. We thank you that we have your word, Lord, that it's a miracle book that does so much for us as your children. And may we be reminded of that this morning as we walk through Psalms again. And may you be glorified and guide us in your truth. We love you so much and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the peace of God. Amen. So Psalm 4:8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. So we'll start with peace. From there, we'll go to joy, and from there to gratitude. So peace. Brother Brad, if you could read 29:11.
The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen. And then, Nathan, if you could do 37:37. Amen. And then my favorite, 119:165. Every Christian should know this verse. Massey, if you could read that for us.
Great peace have they which love thy Lord, and nothing shall offend them.
Isn't that a beautiful truth? Great peace have they which love thy law. As we love God's word, spend time in it, what does he give? Great peace. Any verses you can think of about peace before we dive into joy that aren't in Psalms? Isaiah 26:3 comes to mind, right? Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And of course, Philippians 4, we're all very familiar with, right? And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's verse 7. Any others? Peace. Jesus said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Amen? John 16:33. All right, let's talk about joy. This is a big one in Psalms. And of course, Psalms is about praise and rejoicing. So, Brother Roy, we're going to talk about joy this morning. If you could do for us Psalm 5:11. Now, in that one verse, we have rejoice, joy, and joyful. Isn't that awesome? So God says, if we will put our trust in Him, what? We'll rejoice, we'll shout for joy, and those that love Thy name, be joyful in Thee. So we're talking about these inner graces that sustain us as His children. Peace, very important, but joy. Jesus said, don't let any man take it from you. Amen? In the book of John. Don't let the devil or man steal God's joy from you. So Psalm 9:14, Mr. Zeus, if you would.
That I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation.
Amen. Psalm 13:5, Brad. Amen. And then 16:11, beautiful verse, easy to remember, by the way, if you're a King James believer, 16:11. So Nathan.
Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. So get closer to God, and what will He give? Fullness of joy. Praise the Lord. 19:8, we sing this one. So let's sing it. This is, remember, the verse part, not the chorus part. So you ready? The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And we'll do the chorus. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Very good. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Again, this connection between joy and the Word of God. All right, Psalm 20 and verse 5, Brother Roy. Amen. And then Psalm 30, verse 5, Mr. Zeus, if you would. Psalm 30, verse 5.
For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
That's such a beautiful truth. Sometimes as we go through trials, there is weeping. But if we just put our trust in the Lord, cast our burdens upon Him, there will be joy in the morning. Amen. 31 verse 7, Brother Brad.
I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities.
Amen. And then 32:11, Nathan.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are uplifted.
That's the second time we've been told to shout for joy. Amen. And then Isaiah 33:21.
For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy
name. Amen. And then 35:9, Roy.
And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, which will rejoice in His salvation.
Joyful in the Lord. 40 verse 16, Mr. Zeus, if you would. Chapter 40 verse 16. Amen. Rejoice and be glad in thee. 42:4, Brad.
He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for the Lord.
Did I give you the wrong one, or did you read the wrong one? 42:4. See, if you're old school like me and Mr. Zeus, you have the real thing. Psalms 42:4.
When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise for the multitude that kept holy them.
I love that. I went to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise. We should come to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise. Amen. All right, Nathan, if you would, 51:8. And then 12 and 13. 51, remember, we walked through very detailed the most common and most beautiful penitential psalm where David repented after his sin with Bathsheba. And David talks here about joy in 8 and then 12 and 13. So David acknowledging here that his sin, and then of course Nathan calling that sin out, led to what? Him losing his joy. And so he says to God, restore unto me, amen, the joy of thy salvation. And Lord, if you will do that, look what will happen in verse 15. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Praise God. That's what God wants, people to hear the gospel. 63:5, Mr. Wences says so.
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
Joyful lips. 68:3, Mr. Zeus.
Let the righteousness be glad. Let him rejoice before God. Yea, let him exceedingly rejoice.
Don't just rejoice, exceedingly rejoice. I love that. 70 verse 4, Brad.
But all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And as such as love thy salvation so continually, let God be magnified.
Amen. And then 71:23, Nathan. So God says, when we sing, it helps us to what? Rejoice. Amen? And then 81:1, Isaiah.
Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
A joyful noise. 89:16, Roy, if you would. Rejoice all the day. And then 95 verse 2, Mr. Zeus.
Verse 2?
95 verse 2, yes please.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make joyful noise unto him with psalms.
With psalms. Probably heard of those. We're reading them, amen? Remember these, that word means psalm. These are songs that the Jews sang unto the Lord. In the 97:12, Brad.
Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holiness.
Amen. Then 98:4, Nathan. Amen. 105 verse 3, Isaiah.
Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
All right, and then we'll sing 118:24 if you want to turn there. That'll be two scripture songs, but that doesn't, whoever's a song leader, I still want a scripture song in the main service. So you ready? This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in what? That God let us live another day. He gave us air to breathe and life for another day. Praise the Lord. Whose turn was it? Roy? 119, verse 14. Not surprisingly, there are three in this chapter, and they're all about the Word of God, because that's what the chapter's about. So Mr. Zeus 119, verse 111, 111. Amen. And then Brad 119, 162.
I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil.
Great spoil. That's embedded in this book, amen. Great spoil. Nathan 126, 5 and 6, if you would. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Amen. The joy that comes from spreading God's seed. And then 149 verse 5, Roy.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds.
Amen. So what we're talking about, our 10th journey through Psalms, these inner graces that sustain us as God's children. So far, we looked at peace and joy, and we will finish with gratitude. Any questions or comments up to this point? So those three things, peace, joy, and gratitude, can get you through a lot. Amen? But they come from the Lord and from His Word, as we've seen. So any thoughts or questions before we dive into gratitude? We need to live lives of gratitude. Amen? So, Mr. Zeus, if you would, 1849.
Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and send praise unto thy name.
Amen. One thing I forgot to do on the joy, any New Testament verses that jump out before we move on? Nobody's going to mention Philippians 4:4. Anybody know Philippians 4:4? Isaiah, you know it? You looked like you were about to say it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Amen?
Amen.
And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Evermore. Just keep rejoicing. Amen. Now gratitude. Psalm 30, verse 4, Brad. We should be grateful that our God is a holy God. When you think about the gods of the heathen, most of them are angry gods. Gods that punish people, that sin. No, the God of the universe is holy. And God says, give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. It all flows from the fact that God is holy. Amen? And then 35:18, Nathan. Amen. 69:30, Isaiah.
I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving.
Amen. 75:1, Roy.
Unto thee, O God, we give thanks. Unto thee, we give thanks. For that thy name is near thy wondrous works today.
Amen. And then 92, verse 1, Mr. Zeus. Amen. 95:2, Brad.
Let us come to the Lord's presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms.
Amen. And then 97:12, Nathan.
Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness.
Now we sing 100 verses 1 through 3, but then the next verse, 100 verse 4, Isaiah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands.
No, just verse 4. Of Psalm 100.
His gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Amen. And then 105 verse 1, Roy. Verse 1. Amen. 106, verse 1, Mr. Zeus.
Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen. And then 106, 47, Brad, if you would, 106, 47.
Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, which triumph and thy praise.
Okay, 107, 1. This phrase is repeated over and over again. I tried to teach you a song on this, so I'll try again. Because I don't think we actually have it down. Oh, we do. 136, verse 1. Same phrase. But anyway, it goes like this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. So now let's do it together. You guys know a new song. You ready? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Now that phrase shows up over and over. 106:1, 107:1. 118:29, 136:1, very common phrase in Psalms. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen? For his mercy endureth forever. All right, did we do 118:29 already? Oh, yeah, that's also there. So, 119:62, whoever was next. Is that Roy? Because of what? This book. David says, I'll get up at midnight and just thank the Lord for his word. Amen? How beautiful is that? And then 147:7, Mr. Zeus. Yes, please. 147, verse 7. Brother, I'm good with old school.
Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God.
Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. So any New Testament verses come to mind? As we think about these inner graces, peace, joy, and gratitude. New Testament verses about being thankful. Anybody? So in Ephesians 6, God gives us the armor of God, right? But when he finishes about the armor of God in Ephesians 6:18, let's turn there. Brad, read that for us if you would.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the verse I was thinking of, sorry. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I thought it was this verse. Anyway. Oh, it's 1 Thessalonians. Sorry. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Yep. Sorry about that. So try that one, Brad.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
So there we're told what to give thanks for. Amen? Everything. Even the trials. Everything. So thoughts or questions about peace, joy, gratitude, these inner graces, our 10th journey through Psalms. Next week we'll go through an 11th time, Lord willing. So much to learn in Psalms. So 60 verses today on these inner graces. Of course, the largest was God himself, 400 verses. Any thoughts or questions? Peace, joy, and gratitude. Yes, brother.
Yeah, that's a good psalm. It's a book that covers many topics, but it reveals the character of God.
Amen.
And it shows that you would love that faithfulness that we should have. The more you read it, the more you get out of it. And there's a statement. You can be studying the Bible for a lifetime, but every time you open it, you get something new from it.
That's right. Because it's a living book. It's a miraculous book. There's no other book in the universe like it. No matter how many times you read it, the Holy Spirit can use it in your life. So read it. Amen? Every day. Read it. Study it. Meditate in it. Memorize it. Thoughts, other thoughts or questions? Yes, Brother Isaiah. And see, that's the thing with Christianity, is our peace and our joy should not be dependent on our circumstances, because they come from God. They're inner, because we have the Holy Spirit, we have God, we have salvation, we have eternal life, we have a home in heaven. None of those things change. Life changes. Life brings all kinds of trials and circumstances that we didn't expect. But God never changes. And that's why Jesus said, in me you might have joy. He said, in the world, well, let's look at it, John 16:33, instead of me just, I'll probably misquote it and give you the wrong reference, but I'm pretty sure it's John 16:33. But he says here, in the world you shall have tribulation. He even tells the men here in the upper room, up front, gentlemen, you're going to have tribulation. So he says there in the first part, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Amen? In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So you're going to have tribulation, but in me, you're going to have peace. Amen? And he says the same thing about joy in John, in the upper room as well, that he says, your joy no man taketh from you. Because again, our joy, our peace is not based on our circumstances, or shouldn't be. It's based on our Lord. Amen? And the fruit of the Spirit is love. What are the next two? Joy and peace. There they are. They come from God. So they're independent of our circumstances. And that's one thing that sets Christians apart from the world, isn't it? No matter what comes into our lives, we have the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And we have the peace of God that passes all understanding. And we can keep thanking God for whatever comes into our life. We can thank Him for everything, because we know everything He does is for our good.